Alaska's prison population is growing. But as the state's Criminal Justice Commission told legislators during a hearing today, it's not because more people are coming into the system, they're staying longer. The Senate Finance Committee listened to a presentation by the Pew Charitable Trust on data from Alaska's Department of Corrections over the last 10 years. The state's prison population has grown 10% for the last decade. As Terry Schuster with Pew explains, that's three times faster than the state's overall population.
That growth is not being caused by more people coming into the prison system. You actually have less people coming into the prison system. The growth is driven by how long people are staying. What we see is that people are staying about a month longer in prison for a drug crime or for a property crime than they used to. For alcohol offenses and public order offenses, they're spending about 3 months longer than they used to.
It costs the state $142 per day to house every prisoner, amounting to $327 million last year. The Pew Charitable Trust is helping the state's Criminal Justice Commission come up with recommendations for how to change the current system, which is on track to grow by another 27% in the next decade.
And again, the question for policymakers, the question for the Criminal Justice Commission is, what are you getting for that extra month in terms of improved outcomes? What are you getting for that extra 3 months? And could you spend that money in a different way and get better outcomes?
The Criminal Justice Commission is meeting three more times this fall ahead of issuing recommendations in December before the start of the legislative session.